Good afternoon. An area of low pressure along the mid-Atlantic coast is teeming with a trough digging through the Great Lakes to produce clouds and numerous showers across most of interior New York and New England today. The steadiest rain will be found across the Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and central and southern New England, with a more scattered variety of showers to the north. However, clouds will remain thick across most, if not the entire region, during the day. This will keep temperatures in the lower 60s on average for afternoon highs. Later on tonight, as the wave works its way off the coast, we still run the risk at a few showers, but the overall coverage of rain will be less. In fact, skies will become partly cloudy closer to the Canadian border overnight, and low temperatures will drop back into the 40s and lower 50s. With high pressure building in for the early part of the week, we'll go back to some sunshine. Clouds will mix in on both Monday and Tuesday. A bit cooler on Monday in the lower 60s, but back to around 70 on Tuesday afternoon. With the high pressure center overhead on Wednesday, skies will be mostly sunny and will bounce back into the lower and middle 70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where another wave of low pressure will approach from the Great Lakes. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, and we do run the risk at a few showers by the end of the day, with highs in the mid 70s. The best chance of showers with this next system will be overnight Thursday night and perhaps the first couple of hours Friday morning, then increasing sunshine during the day Friday with highs back into the lower 70s. Another front heading in our direction on Saturday will produce mostly cloudy skies and highs back into the mid 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, moderate to locally heavy rain and thunderstorms will continue today from the central Appalachians northward to the north of a front and an area of low pressure moving slowly up and off the east coast. To the south, showers and storms will continue across Florida ahead of the trailing cold front. Meanwhile, a west-to-east oriented surface front dropping southward through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys and the lower Great Lakes will allow for scattered showers and thunderstorms across those regions today. For the western half of the nation, scattered showers and storms will spread from the Pacific Northwest across the northern Intermountain West and Rockies and into the northern plains. Locally enhanced heavier rainfall is possible across the favorable terrain, especially for northern Idaho and northwest Montana, where flood watches and advisories have been issued. Much of the southwestern United States will be hot and dry underneath upper-level ridging, with triple-digit heat likely today. Excessive heat warnings are in effect for some locations near the California-Arizona border. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 26 at Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with showers in the mid-60s, Boston, cloudy, scattered showers, lower 60s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 44. The record high, 89, set in 1930, and the record low, 29, in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 5:43 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:01 p.m., 14 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers today, especially south toward Glens Falls, highs in the 60s. A few showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers today, highs in the lower 60s. Showers this evening, mostly cloudy overnight tonight, lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers today, especially south toward the Catskills, and highs in the lower to mid 60s. A few showers this evening, mostly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers today and highs in the lower 60s. Showers this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with showers today, highs in the lower 60s. Showers this evening, mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds around 70 on Tuesday. Mostly sunny, lower to mid-70s Wednesday. Increasing clouds on Thursday with a late-day shower possible, mid-70s. Showers Thursday night and early Friday morning, then increasing sunshine Friday afternoon, lower 70s, and mostly cloudy in the mid-60s on Saturday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.